Hello and welcome to Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse with me, your host, Gina Lizardi. My goal with speaking out against domestic abuse is to educate, empower, and support you on your journey to achieving only healthy relationships in your life. On this episode of Speaking Out Against Domestic Abuse, I want to talk to you about living in happiness and joy. For many years, I lived unhappy. Though there were happy moments, in general, I was trying to function in the dysfunction. One of the first things you will need to do in order to live a happy, joyful life is to define what does happy mean to you. Sorry, tongue-tied. Have you ever thought about what it means to be happy? I hadn't, but I sure knew what unhappy meant. I think we all get hung up at that very point. The majority of us can easily define what unhappiness is and why we are unhappy, while few can tell you what their idea of a happy life looks like. So, take a couple moments right now and define what your happy looks like. In order for you to have true happiness, it takes a few key components. And yes, it takes work. Being miserable is easy. Ask anyone. The first key is that you are in charge of your own happiness. When you try to give that responsibility to someone else, you will be disappointed every time. Never give the keys to your own happiness to someone else. They might lose them. Another vital tip is to choose to be happy. So I want you to repeat after me. I am in charge of how I feel, and today I choose happiness. It is your job to get up every day and make the decision to be happy. People are going to try to steal your joy and your happiness. But remember, you have the key. Happy people don't have the best of everything, and their life isn't any easier than yours. But in spite of all of that, they make the choice to make the best of what they have and be grateful for it. Having money or things don't make a person happy. There are a lot of millionaires out there who are miserable and would give up it all for the blessings you have right now. Which leads me to the next point. Happiness is an attitude of your mind. Happy people focus on what they have. Unhappy people focus on what is missing, or should I say, what they perceive is missing. I'm sure you have heard the saying, positive thinking can create happiness, while negative thinking creates unhappiness. And it's true. Our thoughts create our emotions, and our emotions create our state of mind. You may be asking, but Gina, what do I need to do to be happy? Well, let me tell you. First, you must value and put. First, you must value your own happiness. You cannot pour happiness and joy into your family's cups if yours is full of dust and spiders. Your cup must contain the happiness in order for you to pour it out. I know that we all get busy with life. The kids, the dishes, the sports, the PTA, and on and on. You seem to be running every which way, including loose. However, it is totally possible to look out for your own needs and the needs of those around you at the same time. So, what makes you happy? Write it down. I'll wait. Spending time doing these things, it is not selfish to take care of yourself. As a matter of fact, it is selfless. When you take time to recharge you, you are happier, which in turn makes you a better person to be around. If you would like help figuring all of this out, I'm glad to help. Just jump on a free call with me. I will place a link down in the description. And I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you would like to partner with me or sponsor one of our broadcasts, please contact me at speakoutgetoutstayout@gmail.com. I ask that you like, share, and subscribe to Speak Out, Get Out, Stay Out, or Speak Out Against Domestic Abuse. Sorry about that. And until next time, keep striving for healthy and happy, and be bold, be brave, and always be safe.